are your enemies? Really, who are your enemies? Think about them. Name them. Who are your enemies? Love them. Love them. Three of the hardest words, a complete sentence given to us by Jesus in the scripture today that is quintessentially Christian. Love your enemy. Gospel is not easy, but it's the good news. I receive information, articles, reminders, quotes from something that's called the Clergy Coaching Network. And this week, they sent out something that sounded like a prayer to me. And it goes like this. The work will remain the work. To love your neighbor, to be generous with a stranger, to protect the water, the air, the soil, to heal old wounds, to not make new ones. The work remains the work. In fact, it has all become suddenly even more important. The work remains the work. Our mission remains our mission. The gospel remains the gospel. Archbishop Desmond Tutu wrote, "I don't preach a social gospel. I preach the gospel, period. The gospel of our Lord is concerned with the whole person. When people were hungry, Jesus didn't say, 'Now, is that political or social?' He said, 'I feed you.' Because the good news to a hungry person is bread. We get that bread for our souls today in the gospel. Because the good news to a divided world is love your enemy, be merciful, forgive. This is the bread that will feed our hungry souls in the days and months and years ahead. So we are invited to reach way down into our busyness or our weariness or our righteousness and to be real and name who are our enemies so that we can love them. Who are your enemies? Name them, love them. Who does not deserve grace by any measure? Have mercy. Who has done the unforgivable? Forgive. Now, just to be clear, when I first started writing this, I was like, I'm not going to put any caveats. I am human. Just to be clear, to love does not necessarily mean to like. It means to choose to see the other as human and to treat them that way, no matter how they treat you. Just to be clear, to have mercy is not to erase accountability. It is a way of not closing the door to transformation, of not returning harm with more harm. Just to be clear, to forgive is not to condone or endorse. It is a recognition of God's power to reach even into the most cruel conditions and bring resurrection. the good news to a divided world according to Jesus the Christ is this: love your enemies, be merciful, forgive. Love is a choice we make every day. It's not a simple sentiment or even a profound sentiment. Love is an action we choose to embody, to enact, or initiate. A decision to be wholly human and acknowledge others' full humanity. So we get who is your enemy, and we're told to love them. And this is one of the core connections that keep us Christian: loving our enemy, not returning harm with more harm. Tim Keller wrote that worship, music, narrative, and art, and deep community are the vehicles that bring Scripture into contact with the affections, commitments, and loves of the heart so that they can be changed, so that we are changed by the Scripture we engage, by the Scripture we study, by the Scripture we grapple with, by the Scripture we engage. Church is one of the few places where we dare to step away from the 21st century project of curating the self, which is not a bad thing, but it can't be the only thing. But we step away from curating the self to encounter something larger than ourselves. And here together, we allow ourselves to be reshaped by God's presence. This reshaping happens because worship shapes what we love, what we pray, when we come together, what we sing, what we partake of, reshapes us, hopefully into people with bigger hearts and more desire and will to love and to be real. As James Baldwin wrote, love takes off the mask that we fear we cannot live without and know we cannot live within. And when we gather for worship and ask to be inspired and changed and filled and nurtured, we're asking to take off that mask. Yolanda Norton wrote that how we pray together shapes our hearts, aligns our desires with God, and strengthens our ability to love our neighbors with grace and compassion. Now, y'all know I'm preaching this to myself, right? Preacher, preach to yourself, right? It's hard. It's hard. It's easy to get frustrated and want justice, which is not a bad thing, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about accountability. I'm talking about life for life, right? In a section about love from the book Black Liturgies by Cole author Riley, she muses, maybe love was never meant to save us or kill us. It is knowing that the same wave on the shore that meets my body meets yours, and we have chosen to be near enough to be held by the same terrible, beautiful waters. She prays, may you be forgiven for how you've replicated lovelessness in the world. And as you are nourished by abounding mercy, may you also extend it, remembering that we are healed both by love received and love given. So love your enemies. Three words that make up one of the most difficult sentences in the gospel. love your enemy. Hard work, sometimes I would rather not do. But what am I doing if I don't at least try? So there's a blessing that my mother sent to me from an order that she's in, which is the Companions of the Holy Cross. It's an Episcopal order of lay and clergy women. And this blessing comes from Sarah Bessie. And I'm not going to read all of it. It's very long, but it's very good. But now I've got the pages all mixed up, so I will see where the Spirit sends me. This blessing, hopefully, will be what you need for these days, because the world needs what you carry, needs your steady presence, your give a damn, your tender heart, your faith. I suppose this blessing could throw gasoline on the burning rage in your heart, igniting and becoming a wildfire of righteous anger. This might help for a while. God knows it's appropriate to be angry. I suppose this blessing could excuse and mince words. It could justify and blur the jagged edges. It could cry peace, peace, when there is no peace, and probably shame you a bit. I suppose this blessing could try to fix it all, solve it all, heal it all. I rather hope this blessing will speak from God's heart straight to your heart with exactly what you need right now. I'm going to end there. Amen.
Amen.